The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Right. Joining us on the line, Gary Byrne, a former Secret Service official, here to talk to us a little bit about how the Secret Service goes about preparing for an inaugural like that. Mr. Byrne, thank you. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So, look, I mean, this is deadly serious stuff, and the planning starts a long time ago. But in this particular case, we're talking about a lot of people who have come here with the stated intent of not just protesting, but disrupting this inauguration. So how do you prepare for something like this? And how much do they know generally about these people, these bad actors who come to town to cause problems?
Yeah, the Secret Service and its partners, the FBI and about 50 other law enforcement agencies, they have a very large intelligence group. The FBI does, you know, our domestic intelligence. They know who these people are. They're prepared for it. There's about 28,000 law enforcement officers involved in today's function. And the truth is they've already started. They started last night. You know, the sweeps all started yesterday. They do things that, you know, some of the things we don't talk about, but you're going to see roadways blocked off for the motorcade from the Capitol to the White House. You're going to see canine bomb-sniffing dogs. And it's a daunting task, but they will get it done.
And so when we hear about these people who want to disrupt, what are the sort of countermeasures that you're prepared to deploy in a situation like that?
Right. Well, the first countermeasure is intelligence. You know, this started a year, maybe even more ago, looking at these groups. And just because we're hearing about them now doesn't mean it's not the first time that the Secret Service and its partners have heard about them.
Right.
The second thing is preparedness. You know, they have a large arrest group area set up outside the secured area. They've got there's so many agencies, I couldn't name them for you. You know, the Secret Service, the Park Police, the Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department, they're prepared. And they will act accordingly. They'll act within the law, and anything that rises up, they will stop.
Hey, Gary, this is Rod. Good to have you on this morning. Hey, listen, I got a quick question for you. One of the new vulnerability that I think that the Secret Service is going to have to address is this issue of drones. And from a law enforcement perspective, can you share with us and the listeners what new steps, contingency steps, would the Secret Service take into consideration as a result of the drone usage?
Yes, the Secret Service and its partners started putting out a message a while back, at least a couple months ago, to people that this would be, for today, it would be a no-drone zone area. So
well, it's always a no-drones area, but especially today.
Right, especially today, and they have the electronic capability to knock these down, and they also have other capabilities. And don't forget that the Secret Service will still be using helicopters outside the area, both law enforcement and military, to keep an eye out for these things, and they're also going to be tracking them electronically.
Yeah, I've actually seen some demonstrations of this anti-drone technology, and basically they blow them out of the sky with a radio wave. It scrambles the drone, and they literally fall from the sky.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The only thing is you got to watch. You know, the problem with that is, I mean, it's, you know, the good and the bad. It's going to come down. And it's going to come down on top of something. So that's a consideration, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gary, what about the lone wolf? You know, you and I both know in law enforcement, that's always our greatest concern. What would you say in terms of dealing with today's lone wolf or wolf packs, as we like to call them?
Yeah. The lone wolf today is, let's face it, what we're talking about here is the flat-out kind of self-motivated terrorist. And that's one of our biggest concerns. If you're somebody who's willing to trade your life for the president or for your cause, then that's the most dangerous person. So, you know, the way they have the security area set up, the counter-surveillance that they're doing, these are the things, the counter-sniper guys up on the roofs for observation purposes, these are the things that combat those type of things.
All right, so look, your overall sense of do officials have this under control? Because we are told that maybe as many as 350,000 people have come to town to protest either today or tomorrow. Do you have the sense that this is under control?
I do. I was actually just down there yesterday giving a speech in the Washington area, and I got to tell you, it looked incredibly calm, controlled. I saw police officers taking up posts. I saw them doing surveillances. I got to tell you, I do have every confidence that it will. Listen, are there going to be some incidences? There are, and there always have been. I've done 3 inaugurals. There's always have been incidences, but they usually didn't make the paper. But now, because Mr. Trump is so controversial, no matter what happens, it's going to people they're going to try to blow it up into some big deal. I think we're going to be just fine, to be honest with you.
All right, good deal. Gary Byrne, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated that you could be here with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Rod, here's my question for you as a law enforcement official, as somebody who has worked on the streets. If you're just somebody who wants to go down and celebrate this inauguration, but you find yourself in the midst of something that is turning ugly, what recommendation do you have for average people who might find themselves in that situation?
Exactly. The first thing you don't want to do is engage yourself in any kind of confrontation, Brian, with the protesters. That's the last thing you want to do. What you really should do is just listen to the guidance of the police officers. Now, we have over 28,000 law enforcement officials in the area today and tomorrow.
That's a lot.
And it's
going to
be a lot of cops around, right? Yeah. And so the best thing to do is just listen to the guidance and be guided by the instructions that they give you. But again, don't engage yourself in any kind of confrontation with some of these protesters, because let me tell you, you won't win. You won't win an argument with them on the street. If they want to protest, let them protest, but just don't engage in any type of
situation. But that's going to be hard, because they're going to be out to provoke you to the nth degree.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah, that's right. And if you take the bait, then they win, right?
That's right.
Because they want it to escalate.
That's right. So you just turn around, you walk away, you let the law enforcement folks deal with it. Look, they're the trained professionals. They know how to handle it, and they'll shut it down.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Well, listen, I'm having the sense that this is under control. And one of the things that gave me great, great hope was the other day when we had this Project Veritas undercover video came out, in which they had infiltrated one of these Disrupt J20
meetings.
Groups,
yeah.
and found out what they had said. They called the FBI. One of the things that he said was so impressive was the FBI showed up in about 10 minutes. They were there in a matter of minutes.
Right.
And then when they started to say, we are concerned about this individual, we had contact with this person, and they said this, the FBI literally, there on the spot, pulled up those files. Oh, you mean this guy? Is this the guy you're talking about? They know who these people are.
Oh, they know who they are very well.
And now the Disrupt people know that they know that the FBI and the Secret Service has identified them.
But it's not going to stop them. Even though the FBI and the Secret Service know who these folks are, it's not going to stop them. They're going to continue to try to disrupt. But again, the intelligence that we have in law enforcement is good for us. We can anticipate certain things, and we can shut it down when we need to.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.